Recording. Hey everyone, welcome to the Eye Opener Society. You got me, Gary.
Me, Hannah.
And together we are the Eye Opener Society, and we thank you so much for joining us tonight. Tonight is a really great show. We got a lot to get to because we have a guest sitting by waiting. So we're not going to keep her waiting too long, but there's a few things we wanted to get out of the way, things that pay the bills. Hannah, who pays our bills?
For one, Reaper Apparel, that is www.reaperapparelco.com. Be sure to check them out. The guy who started up the company, he went through a deep depression and then was like, hey, I'm gonna start this company. Oh God, get the logo out for me. Oh
There we
gosh, what
go.
is it?
Reaper Apparel.
No, the logo, the message.
Oh, dying to live.
Dying to live. Thank
Yeah,
you.
no worries.
We love them. We are so appreciative to be given the opportunity to be ambassadors. So go ahead and go on there and check them out, buy some cool things, and you can use our code, which is the Eye Opener Society 10% sign for
That's it.
10% off.
Get you 10% off. Excellent merchandise made in the United States. High quality t-shirts, hats, keychains. Plenty of stuff Hannah and I like. I'm a size large. She's a size small. So if you don't want anything
Yep.
for yourself, get it for us and get your 10% off. And listen, and tonight too, this is big news.
Yeah.
Not only do we have Reaper Apparel, we now have a second sponsor. Dude, we are rocking it right now. Now, listen, if you guys are into smoking cigarettes loaded with crappy chemicals and all that, and you're trying to get away from that, or maybe you just like some spiritual ritual smokes, herbs, CBD oils, or even your vape juice, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Vape juice. I love that. We want to welcome Bear Blend. Bear Blend has some real high quality herbs. They're from California. Really, really good stuff. I've been smoking this stuff a lot. I mean, it's all
And it's
smokable,
all natural.
100%
So there's no
natural.
like nicotine, there's no artificial anything, no chemicals, nothing. It's all natural blends.
Absolutely. And they have cigarettes, already pre-rolled for you, natural papers, natural herbs, and they have such a big selection. I can't wait to try all of them. They're great, like I said, for smoking, even if you just want to burn the herbs as an incense. Or if you are into, smoking cigarettes and want to try something more natural than all the, crappy chemicals, try Bear Blend. That's Bear Blend, www.bearblend.com. All right. But if you go to the link, and there's going to be links for all this down in the, synopsis of the show, it's bearblend.com/tribe/the Eye Opener Society. And that'll get us some cash. So
Yeah.
yeah, there's a reason behind all this, but please support them either way. Bear Blend, celebrating life through
Through ritual.
ritual.
Yeah.
All right, so now for the meat and potatoes of the show, the fun part. Listen, remember Hannah, I think it's going back a year now, wasn't it? Almost when we first
Yeah,
got here,
maybe.
maybe a few months in,
Yeah.
we were on that Wisdom app, which went downhill really fast, and we no longer use it. But we were on there. We were doing a live show back when they allowed people to do live shows. And during our show, we had somebody that wanted to come on and talk with us, and it was Sophie Catherine.
Yeah.
And it was so nice because we had such a good rapport right off the bat, just starting. And I really, really enjoyed her energy, and it was great. And we went on her show.
You
And
did.
we talked all about the Eye Opener Society with her. But if you do not know Sophie Catherine, she has a podcast. It's the Sophie Catherine Podcast. And listen, when I first listened, and I think you remember, like, I think it was episode two or so when she really got into, so
Yeah.
I heard this and I was like, Hannah, I don't care that you're working, stop working and listen to
Yeah.
this podcast. She has such an incredible way of telling her story. And everybody has something, with them, something in
Yeah.
their past and all. Just like you, I don't know how you sit there and share stuff like that, but it's amazing when people do and it helps others.
Yeah.
And then she got other people to come on our show. She's always got guests to have
She's
it.
got a very solid podcast.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it really is. I enjoy it so much. And you have to listen to it. She just started up season two, which I listened to, and it was inspiring to me. We're going to get to it, but there's things that she's spoken about that just, I don't know, I haven't spoken to her in a while. And when I listened to the show, I was like, wow, it kind of inspired me to start thinking differently, which is great. That's what her whole show is about. So the Sophie Catherine podcast, I think I'm done kissing her ass.
Let's welcome her on.
Welcome her on,
hey,
Sophie.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you guys today.
That's great. We're happy to have you because I know you have so much to talk about. I know I gave a little wind up of what you're all about, but in your words, your podcast, how did it start? Where did it come from?
Wow. Well, that's quite a question. And honestly, you know, to be in this seat tonight and be the one being interviewed is a learning curve for me because I'm usually on your side of things. So bear with me as I figure out that. But honestly, like even from such a young age, I just had this feeling that I was here for a reason. And my story was pretty unique. If you're not familiar with those listening, I was raised in a fundamentalist Christian cult. And I really always felt very out of place. It never resonated with me. And at the age of 21, after an arranged marriage fell through, I had the courage to break away. And that kind of started my journey towards self-discovery and expansion. But obviously, I was still very confused about my belief system. And I struggled for many years, but I just always wanted to write a book about my experience. But it was just so hard because it was my family. It was my community. And it just felt like, how can I ever tell my story without hurting the ones that I love? Because even though it was a hard way to grow up, I still love my family. I don't want to say anything bad about them. They're all still heavily involved in this group. So, you know, I started writing my book, I think when I was about 23 or 24, and I had a editor friend who read it and she was like, this is really angry. Like, she's like, you cannot tell your story in a way that you are trying to almost manipulate your readers into seeing things as you do. And she said, this is just too angry. Like, you have to just tell your story and let the reader form their own opinion. Mm-hmm. And that was really hard for me to hear, but she was absolutely right. It was not the right time to write this book. It was more of a healing process for me. And so after I wrote it, I kind of just put it on the back burner. I was going through a lot of things in my personal life, but there was still like this nagging feeling that I need to do something with this. So fast forward, you know, I kind of go through this like spiritual awakening that kind of just slaps me upside the head. And I think it was around 2021, like right at the height of the pandemic, I had like this crazy experience on a flight. I'm a flight attendant and I meet this person and it kind of just propels me into, oh my God, like I'm here for a reason. Like it kind of just awakened me in a whole different way. And that whole situation, if you listen to my podcast, it kind of blows up before it gets better. But if we know anything about growth and expansion, sometimes you have to implode before you can grow. Like it's all in how you treat the things that happen to you in your life. And so what was birthed out of this entire experience of basically my life coming to an end as I knew it, I got divorced, I had a mental breakdown, I had a spiritual awakening. And then all of a sudden, like I did so much healing work in that. And then the podcast was birthed out of that experience. So that was kind of like, it was almost like telling my story on a public platform without the book being the way I told it was almost cathartic and healing in a new way. It set me free in a lot of ways and made me make peace with my past. But whenever I tried to write the story in written form, it just wouldn't flow. But when I started the podcast, it just flew out of me. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't stop talking about it. It was just like, wow, this is what this is supposed to be in this moment. So that's kind of how the podcast got started, long and short.
Love that.
Yeah. It's definitely exciting. If you have not heard the podcast, and there's so many great podcasts out there, but I'm only going to promote the ones that I really enjoy. Sophie Catherine's really is. And you were done for a little bit after season one. And like most of us, I mean, especially when it comes to spirituality and all, you got to be in the right mindset to do things. And you took a nice break. So what did you do on that break?
Well, it's like, you know, I feel like I'm all about allowing and not forcing. And it got to the point towards the end where I felt like I was like trying to make this happen. And I was up for a promotion at work. And I had all these personal things going on in my life. And I'm like, I gotta end this now because I knew I needed that space to kind of just, I need to breathe, you know, like that was a lot to even tell my story that way. So I was like, I need to just put a pause on this. And it was exactly what I needed to do. So I ended up getting hired as an international in an international position in my job. So I've been traveling the world for the past several months, but I've also been doing a lot of soul searching. I was able to start writing my book, and this time feels very different than the last time. And I realized that I want to tell my story in a self-help format, which a lot of people didn't agree with, or I know they won't, because everyone was like, oh, you were in a cult. It's about the cult, the cult, the cult, the cult. And people get so hyper-focused on things like that. Like, you know, there's so many documentaries out there about cults. For me, it was, this may have been what happened to me, but this isn't what defines me. Mm-hmm. So I was able to kind of like be like, wow, like I want to take, basically the book is about the 6 months that I took off from the podcast to reset, realign, refocus, breathe new energy. I mean, I felt like with 2024 coming in, it was like this new energy was coming. It's like, I don't know if you guys have felt it, but it's
yes.
Like, wow, we can't keep doing things the way that we have before. This is completely different. So the book was like birthed out of that. So I've been writing a book. I just signed up to get certified to be a spiritual coach. So I know for me personally, like when I started going through my awakening, I didn't have anybody to talk to about it. It kind of just, you know, sometimes those situations come where you're like, oh my gosh, this is happening to me. I don't know what to do. My whole thing is like, I want to walk people through that process. So mm-hmm. I want to kind of be a liaison. Okay, you felt the spark. Let me help you learn how to ground and manifest what you're looking to do, because we need people to step up, but we also need people to hold their hand through the process. So I've been writing my book. I wrote my book. I've been traveling a lot. And I signed up to be a spiritual life coach so I can help people. So that's kind of what's been going on with me, but just a lot of soul seeking, a lot of like meditation, a lot of life changes, lots of friends kind of fading out of my life but being restored with new relationships. So it's just been kind of like a metamorphosis, and so to speak, I guess that's the best way I can describe it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions? I don't want to be like,
no, you're good. You're good. I was going to say, yeah, the only thing I was going to say, but now you're back, you're running with season two. So you feel like it's not like forced. You just feel like you're going with it, new direction.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think what I realized is the first season of the podcast was all kind of about me releasing this burden in a way, you know, like to be able to open up and be like, my parents might find this podcast, you know, they still don't know about it, but even if they find out about it, I'm okay with that, because it was like what I needed to do for me. Exactly. And with the second season, I feel like the healing has, it's not that it's ended, but it's kind of going through a different vein now. So it's like, I said what I needed to say, and now I want this podcast to have fresh energy where people can, because I feel like the first four episodes, although they were impactful and powerful, they're heavy.
Yeah.
Like Catalyst, that episode, even recording that episode, I was like, it was a lot. So what I want is like, when you listen to each episode, I just want people to be refreshed, renewed, almost cleansed. Like I've been saging, you know, like, wow, I'm going into my day. This episode is so inspiring. I can't wait. Like it, I want it to be like a wellness podcast where people hear empowering stories. I don't want it to be heavy, but that served its purpose, and that there's a place for that. But with this new energy of 2024 coming through, especially with eclipse season, because I just want to talk to you guys about that too.
Right.
I'm just like, wow, like there's new energy pulsating, and I want to make sure like I'm on the cutting edge of that. So that's kind of what season two has been focusing on.
That's
and
great.
Just being in alignment with it.
Right.
That's wonderful.
And I've listened to season two actually three times. And the whole reason I did that is because one, I spoke to you about the Pod Luminati that I'm part of, our Facebook, you know, group that helps other podcasters. So I've been doing a lot of listening to a lot of other podcasters, and I'm starting to learn how to, you know, pick out different little things about it. I listened to yours three times because I said, I know Sophie Catherine, I know her from season one. And now that I started listening to season two, I said, wow, something really did change. Mm-hmm. There was a different energy, a stronger energy I felt. And just the way you were handling the podcast, it did. There's a new metamorphosis. Definitely good word. It's still the Sophie Catherine podcast, but it's getting better. It's tweaked. Even the sound is a little bit better, you know. But what got me is like you had mentioned a few things, and I said, you know, and this is going to be a good segue into what you want to talk about. Hannah and I, we did the beginning of the year, we had a tarot reading with a tarot reader on, Elaine from Arcane Oracle. She came on our show and we did a live tarot card reading about the new year. I said, because so many things have been changing, a lot of junk that's just held over from last year. And we did that reading. And yes, there's going to be a lot more things coming, bad things. Nothing's really changing. But in the cards, they all said, you know, if we're not looking behind us, you know, looking at that card and interpreting it, we're not seeing the change that we can actually make.
Yep.
So through the rest of this year, same thing. We've been feeling a lot of awkwardness.
Yeah.
Cold winter. Hannah and I, we've had our mental breakdowns, both of us. I had one recently. But now there was just an eclipse. And it's that brings an entire new energy to everything. So we've been feeling things different. So what's your take on it? What have you felt?
Okay. Well, this eclipse kind of threw me on my ass.
Me too.
I'm going to be very upfront and honest. Okay. Mm-hmm. Spirituality kind of found me. It really did. I wasn't looking to have the experiences that I did, but I knew that the universe presented them for a reason. I've never been like a Zodiac girl. People like, oh, you're a Scorpio. Oh my God. Oh, you're with a Gemini. You guys can't, like, I don't put a lot of stock in that. I'm more of a psychology based girl. I love Myers-Briggs. I love Enneagrams. That's just kind of how I roll. I knew the eclipse was coming. People were talking about it. I saw a bunch of memes online. I was like, whatever. Can I tell you the changes? Me and my boyfriend Matt are actually going to record an episode. It like sparked his spiritual awakening. Like, not that he was always very open-minded to what I was talking about, but we were watching something on TV and I looked at him and I was like, are you okay? And this was Saturday. He's like, no, I'm not. He's like, and we just started this conversation. And the energy in our apartment just shifted. It was almost like we changed timelines, like we propelled in growth like 5 years.
Wow.
And we were just like, we can't do the same things that we used to do. Like, it's not that I haven't made changes in my life, but there's just certain things I know aren't going to bring me what I need to accomplish what I want to. It was like music that I used to listen to, TV shows. Like, both of us were like, we don't want to do life the same way anymore. And it was yesterday, I woke up and I couldn't even move. I was so incapacitated. The energy was so strong for me. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what's going on, but I'm not going outside. And I saw all my friends posting, cheersing, drinking to the eclipse. And I just knew internally, I'm like, I need to stay inside today and ground because this energy shift is huge. So I called my aunt, who I'm obsessed with. She's like my guru. And we talked for 5 hours about spiritual things. And she sent me things to do during the eclipse. And one of them was stay inside. Like, not everybody's going to need to do that. But for me personally, because I am so drawn to energies and like the things going on, I just knew it was too powerful for me to be out and about. So I stayed and I grounded and I saged and had a huge release. And I had visions and dreams all night long. And like, I just feel like this has shifted. We're bringing in a new era with this eclipse. I know things seem dark because there is a lot of chaotic energy when these things happen, but I also feel super optimistic because I feel like this is awakening a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we need to come out of, like, I've been in hibernation. Like, I did. I took time off from the podcast. I was like, I don't want to be spiritual. Like, I want to go drinking with my friends and just be normal. Like, I don't want to be this, like, and that's not me. You know, if I've learned anything, like, my identity is so wrapped up in authenticity and being vulnerable with knowing who I am. And that is a person who is extremely spiritual and really does connect with like-minded people. I can't play that part of myself down, even though I kind of want to sometimes. So this eclipse season has really made me let go of these behaviors that are no longer serving me. And I'm ready to really embrace who I'm going to be on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, like the morning of, this is really personal, but I really feel led to share it. I was meditating yesterday morning and I had this vision that I was pregnant, but it wasn't like a pregnant with a baby. It was just like a vision of like some type of birthing, like a spiritual birthing. And when the eclipse happened, I just knew in my intuition, I heard a new cycle for you starts today. So I was looking at my zodiac, and because I have the patterns app, and it was basically saying, It literally said, a new cycle starts for you today. It's 9 months long, the same amount of time as birthing a child. Mm-hmm. At the end of these 9 months, you are going to be a completely different person if you surrender to the process. Now, I did not know with that meditation or like the things that I was hearing that that was literally going to be word for word what I heard later in the day, but it was all connected. So for me, this has been like, the energy was so powerful. It was so intense, but it was very chaotic. So for me, even though I know it's birthing great change and it's going to affect a lot of things in a positive way, I think it's like, I was really cognizant of the fact that I need to guard my energy and ground and be super careful with like, you know, just like, I don't know. I just didn't feel like being out with people watching it. I knew that I needed to actually like let that process be what it was for me. So that's like, I like this is people, this is going to either make or break people. I think that there's so much happening right now. Like if you kind of like try to work against it, it's not going to work well for you. Like there's shifts happening and some are good and some are bad, but I think I'd like to believe that good overpowers evil. So I know that's a loaded answer, but that's kind of where I'm at with this. I did not expect it. I wasn't even thinking about it and it found me just like usual. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's the powerful way it is. And that's the way it is with spirituality. Spiritual awakenings are not always comfortable.
They never have been for me.
Spiritually awakened people, unfortunately, we see more of the bad because we're on a whole nother level. So we're seeing everything as it is. And that's basically what Hannah and I, our show, the Eye Opener Society, is. We need to see things from a different perspective. We need to understand to see the big picture, mm-hmm. see everything that's going on. When you're spiritually awakened, this is what happens. It's not always comfortable. It's not pretty like everybody thinks it is. It takes a time. And like you know, you're going through something now, a new change, something better. You're feeling it now. But before, you were just being thrown into it, you know, here it is, boom, and all the bad comes out. And even down the line, even when you're comfortable with yourself and you're comfortable, you still have the breakdowns. I had a breakdown. Hannah had a breakdown recently.
I have all the breakdowns.
Yeah. You know, but
join the club, girl.
Yeah. And here's another. Did you ever have a spiritual awakening, Hannah? Like, have you been spiritually awakened? This is great that you're bringing it up because do you think has that not yet happened to you?
I don't really think I've had like an awakening. I just think I've just been consistently there. Like I've always been in that mindset where I've never been that type of person who like, I'm like, oh my God, why did this happen? You know, like I've always been like, oh, okay. Yep. You know, this happened because it was supposed to happen. You know, I've always been that very type of optimistic type person where, and then I'm always that type of person where it's like, if it rains, I'm like, oh, yep, it's because, you know, the universe is tired. Like, I've always just been that such aware, in touch, on the same wavelength of, you know, energy type of person. So yeah. I don't think I've ever had just like an awakening because I think I've just been riding it for as long as I can remember, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay. All right, cool.
I will tell you though, that eclipse though.
Yeah.
I was weak in the knees, man. I went outside to try to get like pictures of it just because like, I was like, oh my God, like, I don't know when the next one's going to be. Like, what if I die by then? You know, like I need to like at least try, but I couldn't. Like, it was just like every time I would go outside, I felt like I was being like shot with too much energy. Like I went inside and my body would be like exhausted. So I was like trying to sit there and work. And I like could not keep my eyes open. And I was like, I don't like this. Like, I feel like my body was I was absorbing too much energy.
Yeah.
And I was like burning sage and candles. I was like, I can't do this.
I literally was in my bed surrounded by crystals playing cleansing mantras and sage. Because the veil was so thin.
Mm-hmm.
It was so damn thin. So like I was seeing things, hearing things, like, especially last night, and my boyfriend was sensitive to it. He had a like basically like a movie dream about me being kidnapped and put in a basement, like, but I was sending him angel numbers from the basement, like I'm okay. Like I had a dream that corresponded with his dream, And we had gone out yesterday, so I literally couldn't even move off the couch. I got up and I took a shower because that's really grounding for me.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't even have an appetite, but I'm going to eat really light and I'm just like going to nourish my body and my soul and do whatever I need to do to just stay, because I felt, I don't like to use this
Suffocated.
manic. I
Oh,
felt
yeah.
like what right before my breakdown, like that manic energy that I was feeling, which I don't even like to call it a breakdown because I feel like it was my spiritual awakening. I honestly want to repurpose that because, but the energy was so freaking high and I'm so empathic that I was like, I need to learn how to manage this energy because it's so intense. But now, luckily, because I've been through what I've been through, I have practices that I can do
Yeah.
that. But I before I didn't know, and that's one of the reasons I want to be a spiritual coach, is I want to help people because I love the quote, be the person you needed when you were younger.
Yeah.
I haven't had anybody to walk me through this. I've had to pioneer and try trailblaze it. But I'm thankful for it because it's going to help me help others do the same.
Love
And
that.
so Matt and I yesterday, like we, he's like, I'm getting full body chills. Like he's like, I'm having visions. I'm like, this is so exciting because I've been waiting for, not for him to like awake, but I felt like we completely got into alignment yesterday. Like
Yeah.
with the conversation, he leveled up, we got connected, and now we're so excited about everything. Like we can talk about, he's like, I'm still learning, but I'm like, no, but like you're my partner. This is super exciting. So we decided to go for like a little walk after the eclipse. And I am telling you, shit got real weird. So we live on this little walking trail and we're just walking and these people are coming up like right next to us. Like this guy's on a skateboard. I was like, is this guy gonna try to pickpocket us? You know? And then another guy came up really close to us. And then we're walking back and this guy legit on a bike, he sees us, he stops in the middle of the trail and he takes a light and he's shining it in our eyes. Like
Wow.
he had like a bike light. And
Yeah.
Matt is like, what is going? I'm like, we just need to get back to the apartment right now. Like, there was so much energy floating around that was like so chaotic. And I don't know if because we were vibing high and our energy was so good that people didn't even know why they were drawn to being close to us. But it was the most bizarre thing. And to have someone else witness it, so I didn't feel like a crazy person. Like he was like, I saw that too, and I was really uncomfortable with it. So my intuition was stay inside today. Today we went for a walk, no issues. It was wonderful. But yesterday, I think it was well advised to just be very cautious of what was swirling around because it was
Yeah.
so.
I wanted to talk about real quick too the part inspired me with season two, Sophie
Yeah.
Catherine, because one, like I say, it's inspiring to see somebody who's constantly building themselves up, you know, and getting better. And Sophie Catherine, like now we know so many podcasters now, but Sophie was the only one, like during your mom and I's anniversary, she's the only one that says, I'm gonna get you a gift. You know, I've never had any other
Right,
podcasters
yeah.
do that. And that's why it's so nice to know somebody who's so genuine. And that's why listening, I had to listen to it three times, and I'm talking about this because I'm on Facebook now a lot because our show, we're trying to get it going. We want to do this full time. We want to move it. So I'm on Facebook, and Sophie's sitting here saying, no social media. You cut it out. And I sat there thinking, you know, maybe this is where my problem is. Maybe this is why I don't seem to think I have all the time in the world because I'm too focused on pushing this too much.
Yeah.
So I listened to it three times just to hear her say that she's not on social media. I mean, that really did something for you, didn't it, Sophie?
It was getting back on was one of the hardest things I ever did, but I knew that I needed to. I took about a 5 or 6 month hiatus. So when I ended the podcast, I got off social media. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And, but I think that it helps you reset. And I think the fear of losing your listeners can be a big fear, but what I've found is that the followers I've gained never left me. And they just were re-listening to my last episode over and over again. Like I noticed I was getting more listens than I was when I was on social media. So I think it comes to trusting the message that you're putting out there and knowing that it's going to resonate with the right people at the right time. And, you know, if your heart's in the right place and you wanting to, like, we can get so wrapped up in the algorithms and how we're getting the likes or the comments and all of that. But like energy carries, and it doesn't necessarily have to be visible to the eye, but to trust the process and to know that like the universe has your back. For me, like at the end of the day, if one person hears my podcast and they resonate with it and it helps them, then I've done my job. Like, that's it. You know, yeah. I'm here to contribute something, to leave some type of footprint behind. And it's not to be famous or whatever. If that happens, great, whatever. I could care less. I don't care about possessions. I care about impacting change. And so, yeah, like getting off social media. And then I get back on and everyone's posting the same stuff. It's like when you like move away from your hometown and you go off and you have these experiences and you come back and everyone's still doing the same thing. And you're like, we're still doing this?
Yeah.
You know, we're really?
Me and Sophia are on the same wavelength all the time.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of it. I'm like, and that's the thing, like, that was me 6 years ago. Okay. I was posting everything from my jogging to what I was eating, you know? And I realized, like, okay, have some grace because you were there too. Like, I think about the last eclipse. I remember I was getting day drunk and I was like, eclipse happened? What? I don't know her. Like, you know, I wasn't even on that realm. So, but like, the more you awaken and the more you can release that, I think it just comes down to like, I think ego has a lot to do with it. Not that I'm a firm believer of killing off your ego because it's super important. But I think like the identity that we want to have, sometimes we have to make peace with, because in the grand scheme of things, it's your soul that matters and what you're contributing.
Yeah. And that's what I found just so inspiring to me. I was like, wow. Because I think you even mentioned it was like, you go out and you're traveling all these different places. You're enjoying it now because you're not sitting worried about, oh, should I put this on social media? Yeah. So you're more in the moment. Yep. And that's what I was missing. I said, that's exactly what's going on. You're not in the moment if you're constantly worried about social media all the time and taking those pictures and posting them and what everybody else is posting.
And you'll find too, like if you take a break from that, you're going to like realize who you really want to share your life with. Mm-hmm. You know, the people that really care and really want to look at those photos, you'll send them to them. And like, it just became less about what I was doing and who I was becoming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Every year I do a cleanse. I call it my cleanse, my social cleanse. And I will take like maybe like an hour or so. And I go through my Facebook and I go through my Instagram and my Snapchat. And I'm like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want you to see pictures of my kid. I don't want you. I just like, no, you don't benefit my life. And it's not to sound horrible, but not it's just like, that's just how I am now. I was for everyone for so long and neglected myself that now I'm just in this constant stage of like trying to find my self-worth. So I was like, you know what? So every year I do it and
it's cathartic.
And it's, you know, of course near springtime, cause it's like spring cleaning for me. And I just go through and I'm like, okay, you made it this year. And then maybe we'll you'll make it next year. And it's so funny cause it's like every time I go down and it's like, I'm like deleting like 200 and some people. And I'm like, by the end of this, I'm going to have like 4 people left on my friends list, but I'm okay with that. Like in the long run, like I'm okay with that, but I do it every year. And I always like share how to do it. Like, for like all of the people that I do keep, cause it's so therapeutic. It's like, you don't want to get rid of your social media. But you want to have social media on your own terms and
I think like what I talked about too is cord cutting. Yeah. And that has become my way of life. And even like blocking, I've had a couple people I've blocked from seeing my story on my personal Instagram because I could feel an energetic negativity even when they
Same.
And I'm like, they don't deserve the access to what's going on in my life. Like,
you feel the negative vibes and you're just like,
you do. It's like they're like looking for something or they're just wanting to see what you're up to. And I'm like, no, we're not doing this. But I let them follow my podcast page. That's completely fine.
Exactly.
You know, but you don't get to see me and my boyfriend and you don't get to see this. But I share like maybe like 10% of what I used to. But what I like to share now, what I really hope is that people can awaken or they can see something that like sparks them spiritually. Because there was a time when I was not ready to see those things. But the person that's ready to see it will. And it will resonate. And I had people texting me, oh my God, I miss you, like on social media. Like, I miss your podcast. When are you going to relaunch it? And I had several people reach out to me and I was like, okay, it's time to freaking crank it back up, you know, and get back on there. But it was like freeing. It was freeing to take a break. Yeah, I was like closed for spiritual maintenance. That's what I said.
That.
That's great. So where are you now in the whole spiritual coaching? Like, are you actually doing it, or?
I just started to get my certification.
Okay.
So I need to do that. I need to work through the classes and take the final and actually get certified. Now, this was last night. So I'm like having these visions and all this crazy stuff. I don't want to say it's crazy because it was really good stuff. But I heard psychically, like, you're going to become a spiritual coach and mentor, and you're going to help people through the awakening process. Now, this is not something that was even on my radar. And then this morning, become a certified spiritual coach. Like, it's popping up everywhere, all over my page, like all everywhere. And I'm like, okay, when the universe tells me to jump, I jump. That's just how I am. And this was so, I was like, I've been channeling more too. And I want to like harness my medium capabilities as well. And so I've been looking into finding people that can coach me there as well. So I can learn how to navigate that, because these are giftings I've always had, but because I grew up in such a strict Christian home, we couldn't talk about such things, you know, and if you did, you were listening to the devil and, you know, you were giving over to Satan. So these are things that I'm starting to nurture and embrace with myself. I've also given up alcohol. So that's another thing.
All right.
But I just really want to be where I need to be, because I feel like we're on the cusp of great change. So I want to get my coaching certification, and I want to get all these things moving so that I'm in place when the time has come for me to step up, because I'd like to bring the Sophie Catherine podcast into more of a coaching business, as well as like a book, like have it be a whole thing where I can like create a community of people where we can network and exchange and heal and grow and shift. And that's kind of what the goal is. Like, the podcast is like, it's my passion project, but it's not like where I think that the income will come from. I think it's going to come more from coaching and the book. You know what I mean? Like, that'll be an added bonus. It's still my love, you know, it's still my passion, but the coaching is like, I think it's going to be like a good start for me to kind of start making more of what this is, whatever it will be, you know?
I love that. Yeah. And it's your journey.
Yeah. And let's not forget too, when I started podcasting with Third Eye Meditation, it was a business, and the podcasting was a free way to advertise. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden the podcast blew up. So maybe you're working just in the opposite of the way, you know, I did.
Yeah.
You know, you may have the whole coaching thing going, and then, you know, you add that to the podcasting. So I wish you all the best. I really think, I think she's going to really expand and become big. And I'm going to be the first one to have an autographed copy of her book.
I know, I'm going to see her book in the BAM bookstore.
It's one of those things. I'm definitely going to get a first copy, because I sat down, I started writing a book too, based off of the podcast and a lot of stuff that we talk about. And I got 8 pages down, and it's one of the most difficult things. I like podcasting because it flows naturally. When you write, you got to compartmentalize everything, you know, and the words got to be in a certain way, because grammatically, and this doesn't make sense. You don't realize how much goes into writing until you actually start writing. And that's why I say I wish you the best. I'm hoping I get a book out, you know, at some point, but I believe in just taking my time, letting it flow, just like you do, you know.
Yeah,
let it go.
The whole premise of the book is to give yourself 6 months. So to take that time out for you to realign and refocus and repurpose your life, like clearing out the clutter, like you were talking about, you know, like getting off social media, like don't let what you consume you. These are all chapter titles for me, because I feel like we are inundated with information. We've talked about this on the first episode I had you guys on. So much social media, so many fake filters. Like, we are getting swept up in this hamster wheel and not actually doing what we incarnated here for. And what I want to do is help people get to that next step. Like, get off the hamster wheel and look up. Like, you know, like, stop getting stuck in what your friends are doing on their Instagram story. Like, stop getting stuck on TikTok. Like, just get off your phone and just get in touch with your intuition. Because I think a lot of us are here, like you guys, I mean, like, we know we're here to do something. We know we're here to contribute in some way. And we need more people like that. I think for me, I knew it's time to come out of hibernation. I can't hide forever. Like, I have to take the 6 months and do all the work that I need to do. And that never ends. I mean, you're constantly always trying to grow, but like, that time out is for you. That time is for you to put a pause and be like, maybe I don't want to hang out with this person. Maybe I don't want them on social media.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't want social media altogether. And that's okay. Cause you should be able to give yourself that time to figure out what you need to do for you, so you can contribute.
I love the story. I love Sophie's way of presenting everything. And I think our audience really does need to turn around and start listening. So where do we find you, Sophie?
So my podcast is streaming on iHeartRadio. It's streaming on Spotify and it's streaming on Apple Podcasts. So it was initially the Changing the Narrative podcast, but I really felt like I was supposed to rebrand that into the Sophie Catherine podcast. Nobody ever spells my name correctly, so I'm going to spell it. It's SOFIEKATHERINE. So if you type in the Sophie Catherine podcast, you'll find it all three of those platforms. I'm also on Instagram, the Sophie Catherine podcast. There's a link on there for my beacon. So it has my YouTube on there. So if you go to the Instagram, you're going to see all my content on there. That's still a project I'm growing on. It's a passion project. But yeah, so that's where you can find me right now. I don't have a website. I'm not on Facebook. My goal is that like people are going to just maybe happen upon it or see it somewhere universally, you know, and just feel a connection to it. Like I believe in energy. So yeah. That's why I changed the look of it. And if you notice, I did change the way it is, because I was like, I think that this is like, and I had people text me, wow, you changed the way it looks. It looks so good, you know, but the first season was just about getting it out there. So this whole rebranding has been like, I think people will see this pop up and be like, wow, like maybe I want to listen to this, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's just the podcast and the Instagram right now, but I'm sure I'll be, once I get the book published and get my coaching business going, I'm sure that there'll be a lot more content and places you can find me.
Yeah. And we'll make sure to put the links down in the synopsis of the show. So that way our listeners will be able to easy access it.
Thank you.
And we'll get you on Pod Illuminati too. Yeah. Get you into the secret underground group and we'll expand everything for you.
You know, what's funny what you said, not to just, I remember you said something about wisdom going downhill. It's kind of funny that you said that because I got logged out of the app and couldn't get back in. And I just like took that as a sign from the universe that I was done with it.
We received a sign from the universe too.
Yeah.
And we boycott the wisdom app.
It became big. They changed up and they made it social media.
It was it's like Tinder for podcasters.
Yeah.
I was having guys DM me all the time on there. Mm-hmm. Hey, girl, whatever. And I'm like, what is this? This is not what this is supposed to be. This feels like I'm on Bumble or something.
But hey, at least we were on there for a little while enough to connect with each other. You know, our energies aligned on that app. So
someone reached out to me through the app and was like, I'd like to be on your podcast. And I just did not feel good about it at all. Yeah. But I went on her podcast
sometimes.
And found my latest guest. And she's amazing. The first episode I listened to, I'm like, oh my God, this woman, Susan, if you haven't listened to the latest episode, Susan Gold, rock star, amazing story, like brilliant author, like worked with Andy Warhol. Like she's just, and I heard her and I'm like, this is why this woman reached out to me. It wasn't for her. It was for another person. And she's become a friend.
Awesome. So I love that.
I love how we get connected that way. So I am thankful to the app for that.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I wish they would have stayed the same, but they lost us. So it's all good.
Onwards and upwards.
That's correct. We're always moving forward. The Eye Opener Society, you can find us at eyeopenersociety.podbean.com. That's our newer website. It's our hosting website since we stopped paying. Unless you guys go to bearblends.com or reaperapparelco.com. Don't forget with Reaper Apparel, put in the code EyeOpenerSociety 10% sign, get you 10% off on that. And we get a little bit of a kickback. And if you don't like the merchandise, we love it. So buy something for us. Hannon and I, we are going to be announcing very soon the date for our Facebook Live for Behind the Eyes. Mm-hmm. This is something really big for us. And we were doing this strictly on YouTube and Rumble. And we would do a wrap-up show. And we talk about each one of our episodes for the month in just kind of a more relaxed way. But this time we're going to be changing up. We're going to be doing it live. This way we get the interaction from everybody, all of our audience. We want everybody to join us, interact with us, talk about the different topics that we had. We could even talk about Sophie Catherine and, you know, everybody that listened to her show. And we'll make sure everybody listens to her show. This way they could give some feedback on the live show too as well. So we're so excited about that. That announcement is going to be coming up soon as far as the date. Follow us on Facebook in order to get that. Mm-hmm. Sophie, did you wrap everything up? Is there anything else you wanted to share with us? I mean, I could go on forever with you.
Can I just make a book suggestion while I'm
absolutely
on here?
Go for it.
If you haven't read, I know it's an older book, but it was so groundbreaking for me, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. If you haven't read it, it's free on Amazon if you have Amazon Prime. I mean, not Amazon Prime, Spotify. Mm-hmm. I think we need to be more present.
Mm-hmm.
That book taught me, wow, I don't live in the past, but I live in the future. I need to be, the future is the present,
mm-hmm.
you know, like even the past is the present if we think about it. So like grounding yourself and being present is like, that's going to change a lot of people's lives. And that book, I've been reading a lot of books. And I feel like this time, that 6 month time I had, just educate yourself, read more. Like,
I've been reading a little bit more now too.
Yeah.
I just got a book called Raising Good Humans. It's like a spiritual coaching book through parenting. So, and it's been great so far. I love it because I'm going through terrible twos right now. So,
my mom used to call that trainable twos. But I don't have kids. I have a cat, so I can't.
I got three of those too.
But yeah, just educate
and
just listen and open your mind, open your third eye, you know, like you guys, I'm so thankful that I was so nervous to go live on that app that day, but I'm so glad that I did, because connecting with you two has been really monumental for me. And it's been such a great connection. I'm very thankful to find like-minded people in this space.
Yes,
for sure. Definitely. And we really enjoy you. And
yeah, this
we're always here. Yeah. To help you out, promote you, whatever it is you need, even if you just need a friendship or hangout, we're here for it. Always.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you both so much. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing.
Thank you as well. And good luck with the coaching and the book and everything. And like I said, I want the first signed copy.
You'll be number one.
All right. Yeah. So everybody, I want to thank Sophie Catherine so very much. Do not forget, I'm going to have her links down to the synopsis. Go ahead and check out her show. Make sure you listen to it. Catch up. If you haven't, go through the whole first season. Get up to the second season. Listen to what she's saying. There's a lot of important stuff in there. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook. This way we can do the Facebook Live behind the eyes. And we'll see you for the next show.
See ya.